Castrol India Q3 FY25 results. Net profit jumps 12.17% to $2,713.90 million. Castrol India Q3 FY25 financial results. Castrol India Limited reported a solid financial performance for the third quarter of the fiscal year 2025. The company increased its sales revenue by 7.11%, reaching $13,538.90 million, compared to $12,640.40 million in Q3 FY24. Other income also grew by 4.04% to $231.70 million, reflecting the company's ability to generate earnings beyond its core operations. The profit before interest, depreciation, and tax, BIT, stood at $3,990.30 million, marking a 13.58% increase from $3,513.30 million in the previous year's quarter. Profitability shows strong momentum. Interest expenses rose by 34% to $26.80 million, but Castrol India still managed to achieve a 14.37% increase in profit before tax, PBT, which reached $3,709.30 million. The company recorded a 20.83% rise in tax payments, totaling $995.40 million, indicating higher taxable profits. Deferred tax figures dropped significantly, showing a 98.52% decrease from $13.50 million to $0.20 million. Castrol India's net profit, PAT, increased by 12.17% to $2,713.90 million, compared to $2,419.40 million in Q3 FY24. This growth demonstrates the company's operational efficiency and cost management strategies. The BIT margin also improved to 29.47%, reflecting better profitability despite rising expenses. Year-to-date performance also shows positive trends. For the 9 months ending December 2024, Castrol India reported total sales of $53,648.50 million, a 6.69% increase compared to the previous year. The PBT for this period rose by 6.48% to $12,576.10 million, while PAT increased by 7.30%, reaching $9,272.30 million. Final thoughts. Castrol India has delivered a strong financial performance in Q3 FY25, with double-digit profit growth and increasing revenue. The company's ability to maintain margins and generate profits indicates resilience in the lubricant market. Investors can look forward to continued growth in the upcoming quarters. Disclaimer: this blog is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice or any buy/sell recommendations.